Welcome to Life, Business, and Publishing Podcast. Conversations with Tiffany A. Greenhood. Tune in weekly as she drops life-changing gems to evolve, grow, and build the life, brand, and business you deserve.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm back, Tiffany A. Greenhood. I'm here today. I want to talk about bringing value. Are you bringing value? Are you bringing value in your business, in your brand, whatever it is that you are working on, right? So I really want to focus on the brand versus the business, okay? When it pertains to branding, all right? So let's talk about what a brand is, right? When you are building a brand versus building a business, like businesses, they provide a service, they provide products. But when you're building a brand, now you have the responsibility for bringing value. Now you have the responsibility of what value are you adding to this person's life? What value are you adding to this company's life? What value are you adding to the partnership, right? And so I don't think a lot of entrepreneurs think about that. And you have to consider that when building a brand. It's a big, huge difference. There's a brand and then there's a business. When they created Walmart, when they started Walmart, it was a brand. They knew who they were reaching out to. They knew who their target customers were going to be. They knew what areas they were going to build in, right? And then you look at smaller brands, like not necessarily smaller, but you have Walmart and then you have Family Dollar, you have Dollar Tree, you have, you know, they have different brand values. There are different things specific to the people and the communities and the regions that they serve, right? So why are we not thinking about our businesses like that? Right? Why are we just like creating things? You know, we get somebody to do a little flimsy logo and then we just kind of toss it out there. We're trying to sell to all our friends and family who most of the time are not our target market. Why are we doing this? I want to talk about this. We got to stop doing this, period. You need to sit down and figure out what is the brand in this message. You know, can I brand this? Is this, I always tell my author clients, is this brandable? Your book, I feel like your book, especially nonfiction, that's my lane, nonfiction, right? In nonfiction, there's always a message. There's always something about self-help, helping you in your life, helping you in your business, helping you accomplish something, whether it's your mindset, whether it's your personality, whether it's a certain field or industry you're going after to learn more about, right? It's self-help pretty much. So you're getting them from point A to point B and then eventually to reach their ultimate goal, whatever they may be. Okay. Whether it's to accomplish getting your degree, whether it's to accomplish making that first million in your business and then going into multi-millions, right? So nonfiction we're speaking about here. All right. And so here's the thing. You have to know what values your brand brings to the table. What are you bringing to the table? Some of us are not bringing nothing to the table. I know for me, as publishing being my main business, right? That's my main brand, TA Media, right? Along with, you know, the foundation of it was Black Writer Space. But right now we're TA Media, okay? And so I know that the value I'm bringing is not just publishing books. Anybody can publish a book. It's not difficult. It's not a difficult task. You can Google it. You know, you put everything in place. You connect the dots. Boom, you published, right? And so for me, I know that my brand value is turning authors into businesses. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing, anybody can publish a book. But for me, the value in me serving you and me coaching you is showing you how to take that one book and turn it into passive income streams. Taking that one book and turning it into a brand. Taking that one book and igniting your message in that thing, right? And then building your audience so that you are not just speaking to just like some dry people who ain't trying to hear what you got to say, right? But being able to know what building a brand is about, how to build that brand, how to ignite your voice, right? When you say it's crickets, you know what I mean? Being able to click the live button. I talk to authors all the time who have never went live. They've never went live. So they don't even know who their audience is. They don't even know what it feels like to have people follow you because you are helping them, to have people follow you because you are blessing their life, their business. You are igniting them into some of their goals that's been sitting for 10, 15 or 20 years. That's a big, big, huge thing. When you bring value to someone's life, whether it be through your business, whether it be through even personal conversations, okay, you should be bringing value to the table. And if you're not around people that's bringing value to your life, you need to exit. You need to exit those circles, period. I talk about this so much because it's so real. A lot of times we don't enter into the level that we need to enter into. Why? Because we refuse to let go of the people that we're holding on to that are just stagnant. They're just stagnant. It's not throwing any stones, but unless you want to remain stagnant with them, you need to disconnect. You can love people from a distance. You need to disconnect. You don't need to have that conversation every day. Hey, how you doing? And you keep it positive. Because when people are stagnant, they're negative. They have low self-esteem. They have no goals, no values. They want just enough of this and just enough of that. When you're trying to go to more than enough, when you're trying to go to, you've made up in your mind that, no, I want, roles and levels and you know, to keep going up the, I'm just picturing a staircase in my head, right? Where you just want to keep going up the flights. You know, you're just going flights and flights and flights and flights until you reach that point to where that's where you want to be. Right. And so what you have to do is you have to realize that you need to be surrounded with people who are going in the same direction you're going in. OK, so value, bringing value. Right. I don't want to get off of it, but that's a huge part of why we have no idea of what value we bring to the table, because we're surrounded around people who don't have any value, who don't know that their life brings value. They don't even know their own value. Come on here. Somebody talk to me. You can't be around people who don't know their own value. You got to be around folks, and you got to be having conversation with folks who know their value. They know they are it. They ain't looking for it. They are it. I had to get to a point in my life where I knew I was it. Like, that's it, period. I knew I was it. I know I'm still it. So you got to know that you're bringing value. I'm not just a publisher. I know I help you create multiple streams from your book. I am the literary wealth strategist. That's how I come to the table, period. And it's like, huh? What? And so with that, I'm able to pull in the people who need what I have. In a business, when you're building a brand, your main goal is that you are reaching the people that you know can utilize what you are putting out on the table. Okay. So you want to differentiate brand versus business versus hustle. Okay. Some of us are still in hustle mode. When do you turn the hustle into the business? And then when do you turn the business into the brand? Something to think about, y'all. Something to think about. All right. I have a couple of videos on my Instagram regarding branding, right? But today I just wanted to stick to the basics. You know, like, we have to know what brand message. What's our brand? What's your brand message? Do you even know? What is your brand message? You should have one, right? And it's not that you need to be able to take your book you know, the title of your book or the, now some titles of some books are brandable. Some titles of some businesses, names in businesses are brandable. And sometimes you have your LLC, you know, whatever your entity is registered under, you have that name. That's not your brand name all the time. Okay. I know I'm helping somebody today. Okay. So I have TA Media, right? Or let's say Black Writer Space, right? But my LLC can be in a different name. You know, you can have your LLC as such and such a LLC. That's your covering. That's your registered entity. That does not mean that that's your brand or it has to be your brand. So then you have people that are branding things that are not brandable. And so they stay stuck, they stay stagnant, and it never reaches the level of growth. It never reaches the level of actually building something real. You understand what I'm saying? So this is why we have coaches, y'all. Like, you got to know who you are and what you do. And you also have to know who your business is. What is your business? What is the brand? And what are you doing? What are you accomplishing? What's the goal? You know, so I just wanted to tap in, give you a little bit of that. If you like to schedule a coaching session with me, feel free to click the link in my bio on Instagram. I am on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, you are totally missing out. I'm on Instagram at Black Writer Space. All right. Click the link in my bio. My website is publishyourbooktoday.info. If you want to go to my Linktree, I am Linktree / I am Tiffany A. Green. And then I have flow.page/ I am Tiffany A. Green. All right. I hope that this has blessed you.
Thank you for
listening. And just got you to kind of
thinking. Be sure to write a 5-star review.
You know, we get some of them brain cells
to
kind
of
moving and thinking differently.
Connect with me across social media.
We got to think different.
Black Writers.
We got to think different. We got to think strong.
I am most active on Instagram.
We have to take what's already in us.
Twitter
and make it
and
work.
LinkedIn.
All right.
Have an
That's
amazing
it. That's all.
And
Have
very
an
blessed
entirely
day.
Blessed day.